children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello. Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. I have a couple special guests tonight, and we are going to have some fun. And, I think we're going to have fun. We'll see. But before we get there might be people cringing and going into the fetal position by the end of this, but we'll see. But before we go into all that, let me just mention that we are brought to you by our lovely sponsor, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. So please do visit them at hydramay.com. That's www.hydramay.com. They have wonderful organic skin nutrition products, and they are reasonably priced. Some might even say inexpensive. And so if you haven't tried those, please do. Okay, our show tonight, I have psychic readers, Stacy Marsh, and Lynn Herod DeVergis of SpiritToSpirit.com and Just Spiritually Speaking Radio. And if you tuned in last week, you got to hear Stacy. And welcome, you guys.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
I am so excited that you guys went ahead to do this with me tonight. This was kind of a last-minute thing, so I apologize for the last minute, but I know you guys are always good to go.
And always.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys are so right on. Stacy was shocking people last week. It was great. They were trying to hide, and they couldn't.
Yeah, she's good, huh?
Yeah, so we're going to do some more of that tonight. But first, listeners, I have asked Stacy and Lynn to please address what's been going on in this last week. And the reason I asked for that is not only has my life been like on full scream since about the end of April with no let up, and I finally, hopefully, get a little bit of space to take a deep breath now over the next month, but I've had so many people talking to me and saying, you know, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And I've heard it left, right, front, center, everything. Everybody that I've been talking to is going through some really tough times. And, you know, we just went through the equinox, and everything got shook up big time. And since we are, you know, kind of in the end days and getting towards this transition, it's going to get even more intense. So, ladies, if you would please go ahead and address what's going on and give listeners a heads up, and then we'll take some callers a little bit later.
Okay. So, basically, you're absolutely right. Since the solstice, a lot of things have been really shook up. And I'm not an astrologer, so I really could not tell you what the planetary alignment and positions are, although I know that we're going through a special little phase. I believe Jupiter, it is, has been in retrograde or something like that, which only happens every so many years. And unlike Mercury, that seems to be in retrograde every other month.
Yeah.
But in any event, with the shifting that's happening, there is a huge vibrational raising of energy, which also means a raising of consciousness. Think of it as the planet being, if you will, pregnant right now. And in this pregnancy, you know, the baby is continuing to grow and grow and grow. It's really a pregnancy of consciousness. It's a pregnancy of vibration raising and lifting and becoming higher and higher. And as it does, then the birth or the dawn, if you will, of a new and higher consciousness will be birthed. And we all are anticipating that being a even greater shift around 2012. And so typically what you'll find on the planet is during the holiday, the winter solstice season, also during the time of what we call Easter and Passover, which is also corresponds a little bit with the summer solstice as we move into it, there's a huge shift of vibration of the planet, because what happens is you have a collective mass of individuals here who are all focused on, if you will, a level of consciousness that's about either love, peace, joy, coming together, making changes, shifting, growth. It seems to culminate during certain periods of time. Well, we're really having it even in a greater way right now, where it's amped up so much that the consciousness is it's shifting. New children coming in are coming in at what I would call the sixth and seventh chakra levels, which is seeing and knowing. And so as there continues to be this huge swell of energy, because people's consciousness is in a new place and there's this constant growth, for those individuals, be it human beings or other forms of life and creation, if they are unable to rise and raise their vibration at the same rate and same level, you may find them starting to do what I call drop the body. And that means that they, you know, they pass on, they make transition. Or they may find that now is the time to make that transition, so on the other side, they're able to assist in the process of the continual higher vibration. Either one of those things. And for each soul, it might be a little different. But anyway, that's part of what's happening now. What would you say, Stacey?
Basically, what I wanted to say, too, is that, yes, with all the shifts, I think that with all of these shifts in the people that left the planet last week, and besides the solstice, Valerie, that a lot of people really got turned on their, turned upside down, especially about Michael Jackson transitioning the planet. And so I think that with all of that, that the energy around people making an exodus like on that level has shifted in everyone else's space a picture that has a lot to do with, you know, their own mortality. I don't think that anything else is, you know, because it's like, oh, it can happen to somebody on that level, you know, that kind of thing. And of course it can, Farrah and everybody else, whoever is making their transition. But I agree with Lan in terms of the way that people are having to raise their consciousness and their vibration. Also, Jupiter, yes, that has a lot to do more with the good fortune and things on that level. But Uranus is also going retrograde, and I'm not an astrologer either, but on tomorrow, on July 1st. And basically what it does is it's spinning everything what would look to be like out of control. It goes retrograde every year from my understanding, and what it has a lot to do with is expecting the unexpected. So what happens is that everything gets shifted. The intuitive and inventive impulses start to flow for some people. Some people it might shut down. So it's kind of like it flips people. If you're shy, you might become outgoing. If you're introverted, you know, all of that. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a lot of that going on in terms of being able to expect differences and expect the unexpected, regardless of whatever the surprises are. And really what they're asking, what's being required from people is I think Lynn spoke on that in terms of being able to go with the flow, basically, the shifts that happen, you know, and continue to expand our awareness and our consciousness to deal with whatever is, whatever the changes are. Even if we don't know what the changes are, just on a spirit level, asking to be able to raise in vibration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my sense of the whole thing, because, of course, I've been going through my massive changes, too. And, I mean, it's like roller coaster ride, you know. I mean, there's huge ups and huge downs, and like trying to find your balance. Well, for me, it was very difficult, and I'm normally fairly balanced, you know, and I just kind of take everything with a whole shaker of salt, you know, not just a grain, you know. And stuff happens, and I go, yeah, well, whatever, you know, let's see what happens next. And oh my God, I mean, the stuff I went through last week was enough to turn people's hair white, and I was just kind of going, wow, you know. I just thought it was me, but then I started hearing it from every quarter. You know, people were telling me their animals were dying, their people were dying, you know, they were losing their jobs, they were, and yet strangely elated about the whole thing. And, you know, just not knowing which way to turn and realizing that things could not be the same. And I started looking around, listening to all these people. And as I told you earlier, Stacy, I was talking with a security guard at an apartment complex. And he said, oh, you know, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And I kept hearing that refrain over the last week. And I was like, really? Now, isn't that interesting? Because it caused such a huge shakeup for everybody.
It's true.
Yeah, it was just really wild. And then the thing that really got me was to know that all of my dead relatives were showing up. And I was going, okay, what's that about?
Well, you know,
haven't seen them in a long time. You know, where are they popping up?
well, you know, with everything shaking up and rocking and rolling and all kinds of things, oftentimes people want to equate it as something that's not a positive thing, you know, because it is challenging to make changes. And when you're literally knocked off that stool, you know, you've been sitting there for a while and, oh, this is comfortable and this is fabulous. And all of a sudden, you know, a little earthquake comes or you know, spirit says, you need to get up. What? I don't want to get up. So the more you resist, you know, spirit just says, well, then I guess I have to just give you a hard nudge. But with that shakeup, really, and all the changes that are taking place, it is such a phenomenal, wonderful opportunities to be able to move out of a lot of the old kinds of paradigms and belief systems, even as you were saying, Valerie, with, you know, your ancestors coming about and coming around more and more. It's an opportunity to shake all of that up. So then a healing takes place, not only with you or the individual, but the healing also takes place with your entire ancestral line from the past and moving into the future. And so it provides opportunity for a huge outpouring, if you will, of really coming closer and closer to the divinity of who each and every one of us are, so that we don't stay stuck in our comfy little places anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I kind of like to experience a little bit of the comfy. When does that start exactly?
You can. You can. Right? You too may experience the comfy once again, but for right now, you know, that old stool is old. Really, you know, the spirit is trying to say, look, I got a brand new one for you over here. It's even more comfortable. It's more cushiony, and it's brighter, and you will just feel so magnificent over here. But you can't get over there if you want to stay on that old stool forever. You know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just breaking all that up, you know.
Oh, it's breaking it up good, even in me. And you know, as I told Stacy, change is my middle name. And so for me to be going through all this massive stuff that I went through, when I started looking around, I was going, man, how much harder must it be for so many other people that are not accustomed to change? And
yeah.
People who are actually in their little comfy spot, you know. And I haven't been in a comfy spot for a long time, so... You know, I'm ready to make that leap. I'm like, yeah, let's put some jet rockets on my back here. I'll take that leap.
So you want that jet pack and just let me just fly right over there right now.
Yeah.
And land me softly on that stool.
Yeah, not on my head.
Right.
Yeah, that's something else. And, you know, I have felt the energy so intensely. And people are writing me and saying, well, you know, I've been exhausted. And, you know, I just can't do anything. I lay down, I get up, I lay back down, and I'm like asleep again.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, you know, just go with it. Just relax. Just allow your body to get the rest that it needs. And, of course, while I'm telling everybody this, I don't have the time to do that, right? So I've been like, oh, please, just get me through this last week so I can go sit down somewhere and just not have to do anything for a few days.
Oh. You know? Well, I know we are all going through it. I'm going through some changes too, as I had been telling some friends of mine, including Stacy. I have been, so to speak, knocked out of my space so that I could find my real space. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there has been again just tremendous change and shake up Part of that heaviness, too, that makes it hard for people to get up and get moving, or they don't feel like moving, or some of the lethargicness or even apathy, all of that is, again, you know, just energy that comes to the surface that's always been buried underneath, that's being brought to the surface to be cleared so that they can move on and move past what's actually, you know, happening on a deeper level inside of them. And so, and sometimes things can be so deep within us and so buried and so unconscious that we don't realize it's there until it does start coming to the surface and all kinds of other things start bubbling to the surface. And when it does, whatever that energy is, that's what you feel like you want to do. So if the energy is what I call an unconscious energy, then it may, you know, it may always seem to take you out, like you just want to sleep. Or if it is a kind of apathy, you know, then it's going to come up and you're going to feel heavy, like you can hardly move or like you're moving through tar, because that's the nature of the energy as it clears through you. Sometimes, though, sleeping, if rather than struggling and resisting against what's going on, as you said, Valerie, to go with it, Stacy is excellent in helping people through an exercise that allows allowing, if you will, to allow is a way of releasing. And so, you know, when we think of having the flu, we don't think of, I've got the flu and so now I'm going to run around and get all this stuff done and I should feel good and how come I'm so tired? I just have the flu, but I should still keep going. No, when you have the flu, your body wants to rest because it needs to heal itself. And it can often be the same thing here where people are like, I'm just having a difficult time. I just can't seem to pull it together. Well, you know what? Don't pull it together right now. Let yourself heal. There's emotional, there's physical, there's a spiritual healing that's taking place in your physical frame. And so, therefore, it will have an effect where you might just need to be still for a while to allow that healing to take place.
Thank you. That's a very good point, too. As one of our listeners is stating on the fast chat right now, that he was feeling that very spacey. And was experiencing some weird energy, and I was just saying, yeah, I have had that also, where all of a sudden it's like you can't complete your train of thought, and you just kind of stand there and go, and look off into space and go, I had this train of thought a minute ago. I know I don't have Alzheimer's disease. You know?
Especially since I'm only 24.
Yeah, so there's that kind of stuff going on, too, where we're really the whole pattern of what's happening within our brains is changing, too.
Yes. I agree with that. I think that with the whole brain, I think I had talked to you about that, too, Valerie, where spirit, you know, sometimes you can feel where spirit is working on the brain, and like as if somebody is actually doing brain surgery. And I think it's happening for a lot of people on such a mass level, but still that speaks back to the unconsciousness. And with people being unconscious, it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, but they're still being downloaded and upgraded and all that kind of stuff, regardless if they're conscious of it or not. And so what they choose to do with that energy makes all the difference in the world. So the resistance is what's keeping them stuck. And then on a soul level, you know, some people, their healing is in transitioning the body. You know, say the people that left last week or whoever, and their animals and all of that. Sometimes, too, with animals, animals will take on their pet, their pet people.
the dog, is that what you mean?
Yeah, the animals will take on their pet people's stuff, their energy. They will heal a lot of their owner's issues and energies and things like that. And so sometimes when those dogs pass, I know they're family members and everything, but sometimes I think that it's a blessing and to be grateful to them for taking that energy on, you know, and moving it out for you, you know. And it's better to just let that stuff just ease on out instead of trying to do some big major I got to get it all out right now, because when you got to get it all out right now, you're still resisting. You're still in resistance.
Yes, that's a good point.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like, well, the animals, especially cats, you know, they'll go lay on you, especially over your heart right now. They'll lay over your heart to absorb some of that, and then they go barf.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, because they have to release that energy, or it will take them out.
Exactly.
And so they'll go and barf their cookies for quite some time. And you'd be going, why is this cat barfing all the time? you know, and it's like, well, you know, they kind of look at you like, what's wrong with you? You know, I'm taking this off of you.
Right.
And you know, they do it so often that we don't think about it. But if you ever look at someone who's ill, the pet will always be laying on the part that really needs healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, they absolutely will. And, you know, and it's because it is part of why, you know, they're there for us and we for them as well. But Stacy is so absolutely right in the fact also that sometimes making transition is about the healing. You know, and so, and as I said earlier, you know, I look at Michael Jackson, and who, by the way, I knew as a child. We went to middle school and high school together up through our early 20s, and you know, there were a lot of things and issues that he was dealing with on many different levels. But ultimately, he, like anyone who does leave this planet, chose to leave at this particular time. And just looking at his energy, I believe that he chose to leave for two reasons. One, because he really never wanted to become old and to be seen as anything other than ultimately an inspiration and a type of healer, if you will. And as Stacy said, even by his making his transition this week and shaking up so many people on the planet, having such a tremendous effect on them in terms of the energies within themselves and really beginning to examine that and look at those things as a way of growth, and him having done that just by making his transition, it has really been, on many levels as I see it, an ultimate form of healing that he is helping people to go through and provide, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. I tended to look at it more on the singular person level, like, you know, what's going on with him particularly.
Mm-hmm.
But what really impressed me was so many famous people went in the last week or two.
Yes.
And, I mean, it was like a mass exodus almost, and I kind of looked at that and I went, you know, a lot of those people were not that old.
No.
So, it was
not
very
at all.
Interesting.
Not
and
at
then,
all.
And then talking to people around me, too, I had so many people going through symptoms that were pretty intense and wondering, you know, and they were calling me up and saying, is this just an energy thing or do I need to go see the doctor? And I'd be going, boy, beats the hell out of me. I don't know. This was not a good time to ask me that particular question because the energy was so intense. And, I mean, I felt it, and it knocked me off of my balance. And normally, you know, I pretty much stay balanced through whatever happens, but it was intense enough to get me. And, you know, I realized, too, that a lot of it was just my stress level that made it worse. Because stress is kind of a resistance. And so if you allow the stress to get to you, then when these waves come and hit you, they can really knock you over quick.
Sure.
And it happened to me. So, I mean, I'm here to tell you it does happen. No matter, you know, how balanced you think you are, there are things that go on. And one of the things I wanted to do tonight, ladies, is have you guys take some calls. So let's go ahead and open up the phone lines to people that have questions about what's actually been going on in their lives.
Okay.
And we'll just chat a little bit until they start storming the phones like they did last week. And I told a couple people, I said, you know, you might just want to call them and see what's going on in your own particular life at this time, because people have questions. you know, they're going, wow, I don't know what I should do. You know, I mean, I could lose this job. You know, I could move, and, you know, I'm restless, and I feel like I should move, and I just don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, the energy right now on the planet is so heightened, and it is all about survival. You know, it's about, as you say, job, survival, health issues, survival, a place to live or a space. It's also a form of survival. Mm-hmm. You know, not only were they major celebrities, but the three people who passed over the past week, they're all really icons, each and every mm-hmm. one of them in their own right. And you know, it's about survival, and icons have with it a type of immortality. Nothing mm-hmm. would ever happen to them, or you know, they'll continue to go on. And to have three in 1 week, it does just create a whole nother level of survival. But that's part of what's happening with the planet. In order to raise vibration and energy to what's considered the higher chakras, if you will, the sixth and seventh chakras, you begin to really clear, purge, release, and allow at the first chakra level, which does deal with survival, the mm-hmm. second chakra level, which deals with emotions and sexuality. And when I say emotions, I'm talking about the emotions of fear, you know, jealousy, apathy, depression, you know, the lower level types of emotions.
Sure.
Purging and a clearing of that. And so as they become clear, then one is able to open up and bring in more information to be tuned in, if you will, mm-hmm. on a much broader and higher level to universal mind and information, to spirit and what it has, you know, to show you, to guide you. So, it is about that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you never know. You might have a bunch of dead relatives showing up like I did.
But when they do that, they are there to help you, to assist you in healing on some level, you know?
Yeah, to give you an
idea.
It's
not necessarily that they're coming to get you, you know?
Right. No, they're... Well, in my case, it was pretty obvious that they were coming to help me clear the stuff out that I'd been working on, so that was pretty mm-hmm. cool. We do have a caller from Chicago.
Okay.
And this is Carla, so welcome to the show, Carla.
Hi, Dr. Valerie.
Hi.
I have a question. If they could, I guess my question is what's going to be going on with me in the future? And also, I noticed last week for me is Wednesday, my feathers were just really ruffled for no reason. And in fact, I had a really good week. I had a lot of things happening that were really good for me, and that hasn't been happening for a very long time. But for some reason, Wednesday, my feathers were just really ruffled, and I noticed Snicker, the candy bar, started getting sick, and then I lost him Friday morning. But Thursday, I knew I was going to lose him, and the thing with Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, and like with us, Mike and I, we were just so basically so tired. It's like we both just slept all day and that. But anyway, that's my story. That's why I emailed you. It's like, is there some kind of energy surge or something going on? Because that's my only thing that I noticed is, you know, I lost my baby. But I guess I'm just wanting to know if what's going to be going on with me in the future, if this is appropriate to ask.
Okay.
Sure, it is. Okay, so it looks like, as you said, you have been moving and, you know, things were going great and everything was moving well. But it does look like there have been some old things that you have been holding on to. I keep seeing your mom around you, and where you've been holding on to a little bit of her energy. I'm also seeing, Carla, that you have a tremendous amount of healing energy. So whether you choose to do that as a profession or not, it just looks like you are the kind of person and have the type of energy where people that are around you unconsciously absorb a lot of their energy yourself. And then you're able to kind of transmute it through your own system or through your own space. And so it looks like part of what has been happening with you is a level of sensitivity, and you're absorbing so much of the energy of other people to heal them. And I keep seeing your mom in particular and working in a way to resolve or create or have a healing for her. And with your, was that your dog that passed? Snickers? It looks like that in some ways, you know, as we've been talking about earlier, Snickers just also was like a huge sponge. And you also worked to really do a lot of healing work on Snickers. But just a big sponge, and it was just a time at this point for him to, again, make his transition. I just see all this energy all around him, but kind of moving through you, and he was trying to heal you. You're trying to heal others, and it was just, you know, it was just Snickers' way of saying, okay, you know, it's time for me to be at a place of peace. That's the only thing I'm getting. Stacey, what are you seeing?
A couple of things that I feel in your space, Carla, is that you are on the verge of some major breakthroughs in your financial life. This is a really important time for you, if you don't have this already, to have a very strong sense of community, more people around you, more friends, team spirit, all of that. Like, you need the team. So whatever your team is, spirit is asking you to connect or reconnect with your team, people that are supportive of you as you move towards your goals. I picked a little bit up with the mother energy as well, having a lot to do with having a loving relationship with mom, but also how you as a mother, even if you don't have children, but your animals, that loving mother energy in you is being expressed and opened up a lot more in your heart. Also, too, any of the disappointments and setbacks that you've had and feeling completely exhausted and just like, you know, you can't have another trying experience, it feels like that energy is shifting. Okay, so a lot of things look like they're all the obstacles that's been in your way is coming to a place of settlement. So what spirit is asking you to do is to not resist these changes that you have going on in your life. Just really open your energy up as much as you can, and especially like in your power center, which is your third chakra, just really open up in your power and the heart a lot more. And as best as the best way that you can, just continue to expand your energy to accept the positivity that's coming for you. Because there's a part of your energy that doesn't really believe it, you know, that it's possible for you to have it, especially with all the grieving and things that you've been having in your life right now. So continue to let your heart open up and, you know, grieve your baby that left and everything, but also turn some of that mothering love energy back on to yourself. Is what they're showing me. Okay?
Okay. So things are going to start looking up for me in that?
They are definitely. And you know, ditto with what Stacey said. It is a time right now for you to allow yourself to grieve don't stop grieving. Don't try to stop the grieving so that you can, you know, move through so it gets better, because that's a form of resistance. And so right now, just let yourself grieve. Whatever you're experiencing on an emotional level, allow yourself to fully go into it, experience it 100%, and then you will be able to move out of it. And once you move out of it, you will also then begin to open up and believe that what you choose to have happen in your life, you'll start to see manifestations of them actually happening.
Okay.
Okay. So just let yourself be where you are. Go ahead, Stacy. Sorry.
I'm sorry. One more quick thing, Carla. You did say that you were married, right? You have a man in your life? Okay, yeah. So this there's a lot of energy around the relationship and the relationship coming back together. Some forgiveness needs to happen in this particular relationship. Just, you know, like, you know, some little slight grudges and things like that. Looks like there's a lot of reconciliation, forgiveness happening for you on that level. This is a great opportunity for you all to reconnect if you've been kind of separate. You know, you're there together, but you're separate, you know, that kind of thing. Like Spirit is talking about that. Everything in your relationship with your husband is also directly in relation to your career. So whatever way that you're not loving, having that love and that support, or you're not loving and supporting yourself, shift that particular energy, okay?
Okay, so basically what you're saying is things are going to start looking better for me and my finances are going to start getting a lot better and then all that other stuff you were saying?
Yes, but also all the other stuff. Yeah, all that other stuff plus also, too, it looks like something is coming up for you. Either it's bubbling up from deep within, but it has a lot to do with you making a different career choice. I think that it looks like it's not working because what's not working is what you were doing. The type of work that you were doing. And it looks like you're opening up to something different completely.
Mm-hmm. And part of that, Carla, comes from you really loving yourself, because that's the biggest thing I see. You know, what Stacy is saying is true about having a loving relationship with your husband. The career shift and all of that comes from you also really honoring and loving yourself. So I would like to suggest that you take the next 3 days, and as they come to you, write down the various ways that you feel, you believe, and that you feel loved by you. A massage, spa, getting your nails done, meditating every day for a certain period of time, being able to leisurely read, taking a bath, whatever it is, write down all the ways that you see that you can really take care of and love you. And again, allow yourself to be in the process of feeling what you do emotionally in reference to your baby and anything else going on so that you can really just let go. And then you'll see those changes. And look at how that career choice can be different and where your passion is. But first you have to love you.
Okay. One last question. I'll let you go because I know other people want to get want their time with you. You said something about my mom. My mom's crossed over.
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay. And you said
you can still heal those relationships.
Right.
I mean, you're hitting me like, you're getting it like, bam. You know, there's so many things going on. But, so you're saying that she's near me in that?
Your mom is near you, but what you have done is you have absorbed, you absorbed a lot of her energy as a way to heal her. And whether she is in a physical body or out of a physical body, you can still work to heal someone, but particularly when she was in the physical body, you absorbed and worked to really heal her. And it's about you releasing her energy and releasing where you were trying to heal her and absorb so much of her energy. Okay, and she's wanting you to also so that she can continue to evolve as she evolves. Just, you know, when a spirit leaves their physical body, they continue to evolve. Just as we grow here on Earth and we do various things and we continue to grow and expand consciousness, spirit continues even when it's not in a physical body. And sometimes, in order for that spirit to really take flight, if you will, and grow to their highest essence, it's important for us to be able to release them. Again, when you're ready, but you absorb so much of her healing energy, it's time to let that go. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. Wow, man, you guys hit me right on the, so many things.
Well, it's just a wonderful thing.
It is. Yeah.
That's why I invited them on the show, Carla.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they hit me. Boy, I could talk to them for a long time. But I know. Wow. I mean, they did. They really hit a lot of points with me. It's like, cool.
Good. Well, we're glad we were able to be of service.
Yes, thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for, you know, doing this for me and that. And, again, thank you so much. And I need to let you guys go so other people can get their time. But
okay. Thank you, Carla.
Thanks for calling, Carla.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's see if anybody else is going to call in. What I'm feeling, I don't know if you guys are feeling the same thing, but I'm feeling there's a bunch of people sitting out there going, huh.
You know what? Right now I believe that people are so very charged with what they're experiencing and what they're going through. And as we were talking about this kind of, you know, survival energy, mm-hmm. that they may not be quite ready to have some of it so pinpointed, if we will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes. Yeah, go ahead, Stacey.
No, I was just going to say, and that can be scary. I mean,
yeah.
Even when I've had readings from other people, I freeze up like, oh, my God. But at the same time, you know.
Don't really see everything.
Yeah, please, really don't see me. I'm scared. But at the same time, it's not really all that scary. It's scary. It's just information. You know, and basically all we're doing is giving you an opportunity to take a look at things that you want to act like isn't there. And yeah, sometimes we want to live in denial, but when you choose not to live in denial like that anymore and you're ready to heal something, that's what's being brought up for us to just say, here, take a look at this again, you know, so don't be afraid
to call
me.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Basically what we're doing is taking a look at what, you know, that spirit, the person, that spirit that's being read, you know, the information that they're ready to hear, that they're willing to hear, that they want, that spirit wants to be brought to full consciousness, in order to be able to heal and move forward. And let's face it, folks, you've already been shook up and all the stuff has hit the fan, so you might as well go ahead and finish the healing. You know, let us go ahead and assist you, because that's what we're here to do.
And basically all it is that the truth heals. And so when you're hiding, what you hide can hurt you, you know, if you're because the being unconscious like that, you know, can keep you held back and stuck and everything. And it can hurt you in a sense, not like, you know, I don't want people to be like, oh, if we don't talk to them, we're going to be hurt. No, what I mean is that what can hurt us is when we choose not to acknowledge or deal with what's present in our lives. And I don't mean anything against any of the people that made their transition, but for the younger people, as you guys were saying, they're so young, but I'm sure on some level they got many opportunities to you know, they made a choice basically, okay? Mm-hmm. And that somewhere along the line there was that little thought, oh, let me go check this out. Even though Farrah made her transition from the type of disease that had her body, but at the same time, I'm sure she, even to go to the doctor for that, there was an awareness that there was something there. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So that's all that it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have another caller. We have Ann from Minneapolis. So go ahead, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. I'm thinking about making a job change, and one of the reasons that I'm thinking about it is because I'm unhappy and dissatisfied with the people I work with, so I'm afraid that making a change based on a negative might not be a good idea. Maybe I should stay and, you know, try to resolve the issues, which I'm willing to do, and that's why I'm confused. I don't know if I should, you know, make a leap, or if I should stay and resolve.
Well, I will say this much, Anne. I'll share this with you. With anything that one does at any time, whatever the energy is behind it and the intention is behind it, it is what feeds the next step. So in other words, leaving your job because of the people there that are negative in the way that they are, or, you know, the things that you don't like, if you are resisting that and running from that, that's what you'll end up running to. Okay? So
okay, that's what I'm afraid of.
Right. And with the fear being behind it, the fear is the emotion that says, I don't want that, I don't want that. But emotion is energy in motion. So you run away from what you don't like because you're in fear, and you run right to it. Okay? However, that all having been said, what is important to resolve for you, it looks like, is for you to take a look at there, because I'm seeing some energy within you where you're not comfortable with how you go about expressing yourself and handling certain things. It looks like one of your issues has to deal with confrontation. And that if you were to, and confrontation doesn't mean you have to, you know, put your hands on your hip and be hips and go, okay, I'm going to confront this because I'm big and bad and strong. You know, it doesn't have to be about that, but it's simply about stating, expressing, and stepping up, if you will, in a way and that's comfortable for you, but definitely being able to step up and confront a particular situation that's in front of you, that's before you, and doing it in such a way that empowers you. And it looks like that's where part of your conflict is. You're not experiencing a sense of your own true power and how you're handling some of the people that you're working with. And so, and because confrontation is an issue that's challenging for you, it feels like what you're wanting to do is go, okay, well, I'll just go someplace else and it'll be easier. I don't know that it necessarily would be easier until you really come to a place of, again, owning your power. And part of that is just being able to confront the situation at hand and acknowledge within yourself where you are experiencing the feeling of your own weakness or inabilities. It's also a fear you have of failing. And in failing, then all is lost. It's kind of a, you know, if I'm not able to succeed and do, then I'll fail, and if I fail, I die. Again, it looks like it's just attached to part of that kind of survival type of energy. Stacy?
I just wanted to ask, I'm sorry, say your name again.
Anne.
To ask you, how did that land for you? Where did that land for you? Because when I heard you speaking, I had some different energies that were coming out of you about the move, and I wanted to just ask you, like I said, where did that land for you, everything that you just heard Lynn saying?
Well, I really agreed or could resonate with the first part.
Mm-hmm.
I do really intuitively feel, usually here, you should make a change, you should take a leap, but it feels to me not right to make it to get away from things. But in terms of the confrontation, I was really trying to listen to that and see that in myself. But I really am a direct communicator, and what my problem is with these people that I feel uncomfortable about is I just feel like when it comes to an issue of are we going to be truthful or are we going to just kind of gloss over things, if I bring up the truth of the issue, everybody just kind of goes unconscious and disappears. I'm not afraid of doing it, but I don't feel like anybody else does it with me.
Right. Because...
And it doesn't even feel like a confrontation. It just feels like making a statement of truth, and then I'm all alone.
Right, exactly. And so could you welcome up being that energy in your space that says you're worried about being alone? Because being the person that stands up, you're not going to be the liked person. I mean, most times not. And everybody else, if they want to stay unconscious, you can't bring them along with you. So somewhere along the line, there is a little bit of energy of wanting to control how people are going to process or share or open up or do whatever it is that needs to be done in the group dynamic, you know. So basically that whole thing where Lynn was talking about, the you know, before, the type of work that I do in terms of allowing what is present to be there. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. When I look at the energy around you having another job, you would be successful wherever you go. If you're going to be fine with that. But you will hit a little period of feeling as if there is no support. And that's what looks like would follow you, not feeling supported. That has nothing to do with them. Do you get me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what it looks like more than anything. I'm not supported, and this is going back through a lot of different areas in your life, be it your foundation, say like with family or whatever, where there was a sense of I'm not supported. People are not going to back me up or be there. And it has a lot to do with standing alone and standing in your power. So if you will, give yourself permission to stand in your power. Whatever that is, whatever shoes there are that you're walking in, can you stand in your power and continue to move forward without needing these people, needing to control all these other players in the game to do what you do? Can you stand there in that power and hold that space?
Okay. If I can understand that, so does that mean I go or I don't go? I just stay where I am and hold.
And hold the space. I agree with you. I'm going to tell you reason why I say don't go right now is because you said in your space you felt like you shouldn't go right now.
Absolutely.
And so that is what I would choose to stick with. Because if you were being told or felt like, I got to get out of here, I say trust that. I think this is about you trusting your intuition enough to know it's not the right timing. Now, if that timing is, if leaving is caught up in the fact that you're afraid to leave because of what's going on the planet and not getting a job and blah, blah, all the stories, right? But if it's really truly in your gut, I'm not supposed to leave this right now, don't. And so that goes back into what Lynn was saying and suggesting in terms of healing up what's happening in the job now, what we're talking about, and healing up what's happening with you and the players in the game while you're there. Like I said before, you can go into, you're going to be successful if you walk away from this, but it still is a choice. I can't say, oh, yeah, jump ship, run, leave your job. But I will say that you will land on your feet if you choose to do that. But still, I think you need to stay there and heal that up and then leave.
Absolutely, because okay. You'll end up creating the same situation even in a new job.
Right, right.
So that's very important. So it is, again, it's standing in your power. And that also means, as Stacey said, following your intuition, your information, all of that is standing in your power.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much.
You got it. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well,
thanks for calling in.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Ann.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow. This hour has just raced by here.
Yes, it did.
It has. I was just going to say, wow, already it's been an hour.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you having to leave right now? Because can I make a couple of corrections when you gave out the website information?
Oh, please do. I was just going to ask you to do your website and to give out your details for readings and all that kind of stuff, too.
Okay, great. The website for our radio show, because we also have a radio show where we do readings on Wednesday nights, is justspirituallyspeakinglive.net. And you can find us there. The name of the show is called Spiritually Speaking Live. Lynn and I do dual readings, and we charge $150 an hour. We have a special where we're doing them for $150 an hour right now, and that's a dual reading, and that's over the telephone with Lynn and myself. So if you're interested, you can send an email to us at spirituallyspeakinglive@yahoo.com. And also, what else, Lynn? I'm trying to think.
If you're in the Los Angeles area, we are doing a spiritually speaking salon that is a small intimate group of people that are gathering, and we discuss all types of spiritual topics such as ancestral healing, angels, miracles, all sorts of things, what it means to be psychic and so forth. And Stacy and I both read each of the people in the group individually. And again, it's a very small, intimate group. We have, usually there are no more than 20 people at a time. And it's usually $85 per person. But again, we're having an introductory special, if you were, $85 for two people. So you may come, bring a friend for the price of one, two people would be able to attend the salon. And again, the way to find out more about that, and if you're interested, please email us at spirituallyspeakinglive@yahoo.com. If you'd like to read in more detail about the salon, then go to just spirituallyspeakinglive.net.
Also, too, we are putting together telesalons where we'll have a salon for 10 people, and that will be a teleconference call. So I just want to throw that out there, too.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate that. And listeners, please do avail yourself of their services, because if you've been listening last week and this week, then you know they are right on. And so if you want to cut through the crap really quickly, and if you're ready to face yourself, which is really important, I know a lot of people have been writing to me and telling me that they're floundering around and they don't know which way to go. Well, this would be a really good investment for you, because you can cut through that stuff really quickly, see which direction you want to go in, and I think that would really help you. So I do definitely recommend these ladies. They're both fabulous and absolutely can help you to move on to your next level. And, you know, my question always when I go into the vortex is, you know, what's my next step? Show me the next step. And, you know,
yes,
whatever it is that I'm working on. And these ladies can help you get to that next step very quickly. So that's
absolutely
a good thing.
And starting in the fall, I just wanted to throw out there, we will be having what's called play shops. Most people call them workshops. We're calling them play shops. But it's a way to really show people how they can 100% empower themselves and utilize their own guidance and intuitive abilities to be able to get them through.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Very
thank
cool.
You.
Well, I'll tell you, it has
thank
just been
you.
So much fun. Thank you so much for being on and for helping the listeners. And and I had so much fun with you guys when I was in LA, and I'm looking forward to the next trip. And
Thank you
so much.
Phenomenal. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I know, it's so much fun, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, we kick up all kinds of stuff, and I'm just so grateful that we get that time to play together and to help each other with all of our various talents and abilities. And so I know the listeners are very happy when you guys are on too. So thank you so much. And listeners, we have been talking with Stacy and Lynn, my psychic friends from LA, and as you heard, they have their radio show is on tomorrow, so you can go ahead and click on the info portion of my radio show to get their information again if you haven't written it down, so that you can go and listen to their radio show, and I think that would be a great idea for you to do, and also call them for readings or email to set up an appointment. And I'm sure that you will be quite happy. And until next week, and hopefully the roller coaster ride slows down a little bit, we'll see. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night.
Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.